Hello there, Joe here, and welcome to another episode of the Your Lifestyle Business Podcast. This is actually part four of my three-part email marketing series, and that is because over the last 3 weeks, I have talked about the six steps to building a high-converting email funnel, how to create an irresistible lead magnet, and six ways to engage your email subscribers once they're in your funnel. But what I did miss, and a community member emailed me this week and said, "Hey, Joe, I've got my email funnel in place, I've got my lead magnet up and running, I've built my nurture sequence, but how do I actually get subscribers? How do I tell people that my list builder exists?" And I thought, what a great question. I am going to add a part four. So welcome to part four. Today, I am going to run you through 21 different ways that you can promote and share your list builder and grow your list of subscribers. So keep listening as we dive in. Wouldn't you love to build a business you can run from anywhere in the world, whether that be your kitchen table or a beach in Fiji? Well, you're in the right place. Welcome to Your Lifestyle Business, the show where I bring you into my life as a traveling entrepreneur, and along with some of my awesome guests, give you tips and strategies for building your own freedom business. Welcome to the show. Let's make it happen. All right, so without further ado, let's go straight into this. We've got 21 different ways to get through. So number one is a pop-up on your website. So you have your lead magnet. It might be an ebook, it might be a video series, it might be an email series, whatever your lead magnet is, and you can use something like an app called Opt-in Monster. There's lots of other ones. Just go and Google alternatives to Opt-in Monster if you want to have a look at different options for you, but Opt-in Monster is one of the best. I actually use Lead Pages, which also gives you the capability to add a little pop-up on your website. And before you go, "Oh no, they're awful, Joe, I hate pop-ups," I know they are not great, but they are so effective. So here's how you add a pop-up without it becoming this, you know, intrusive, awful thing. Number one, I turn pop-ups off on mobile. It's going to decrease the amount of signups, but I'm sorry, my user experience is more important to me. And on a mobile phone, when a pop-up pops up, it's such a small screen, and you go and try and find that cross button to turn it off, and it's a nightmare. Now, over the years, these apps have got better, and it definitely is a little bit better, but it's still a pain when you are, you know, going through a great post on your mobile and this huge pop-up pops up and you're like, "Oh God, that's a nightmare." So consider turning it off on your mobile. If you do not want to turn it off on your mobile, then simply create the same setting that you've got on your desktop, and I tend to do pop-up on exit. So rather than timing it so that as somebody's on my post, it's going to pop up in a few seconds when they're right middle reading the post, which I really find annoying, and it makes me click off a lot of websites. Instead of doing that, you set it so that as somebody goes to move off the post, then the pop-up pops up then. So it's far less intrusive. It's called an exit intent. So go and have a look at the software that you're using, create an exit intent pop-up, make it really attractive, that is going to start to increase your sign-ups, obviously, as you grow your traffic to your website. Number two, put a native image or link on your website, anywhere on your website and everywhere on your website. So if you're still using a sidebar, have a little image there where people can hover over, click, and it's going to take them to your landing page, or it's going to instigate another pop-up, which is what Lead Pages does. It's like that two-step. So you click on an image and it pops up the actual sign-up box. So have an image, put links through your content. So wherever you have blog posts, content, images, whatever you're using on your site, put links and images throughout. You might have a resources page, you're probably going to have an about page, even a contact us page. Wherever it's relevant or it looks good, put an image or a link on your website. So anybody that's going through and around your website has got the opportunity to sign up for your free gift. All right, number three, include it on your social media accounts as covers or pinned posts. So when you launch your list builder, maybe create a really nice graphic about it and use that as your cover image on your Facebook group, on your Facebook page, on your personal profile. Maybe add it as your LinkedIn bio on Instagram. Maybe you have it as your profile photo on Twitter, on LinkedIn. Wherever you can, create it as, create really nice images to say, "Hey, brand new free gift, download here. And where there isn't the option to put a link, then you obviously need to put a little, a really nice, easy to remember URL on the image so people can very easily remember that URL. But then also you can add it as a pinned post. So if you actually go over to my page, your lifestyle business page, which is actually horrendously, but I can't change it, facebook.com/Joe Barnes page. I'm going to have to get that changed at some point. But anyway, if you go to that page, it's the Your Lifestyle Business page, you'll see that I have my, I think I've got my group actually, advertising people to come and join my group as my pinned post. But you can have your freebie up there as your pinned post. Download my free gift now. You can do that on Twitter as well. You can pin it to the top of your feed so that anybody that comes and checks out your profile, it's pinned right at the very top and people can then come and sign up for your free gift. All right. Number four, if you happen to run podcasts like I'm doing now, you can have it as an intro, you can have it as an outro. If you listen all the way through to the end of this podcast, right at the very end, I say, hey, come and to yourlifestylebusiness.com and download my free ebook. So you can actually verbally tell people via your audio where they can go to download your free gift, all right? All right, number five, if you happen to do YouTube videos or any other kind of video, Facebook, wherever, make sure that you have your free gift in the video or in the video description. So it doesn't really matter what you're talking about because whatever you're talking about is going to be relevant to your niche, right? So you could be talking about, I could be talking about building an e-commerce business, and then I could say, hey, I want you to come and download my free gift on email marketing, totally relevant. And my description for my video could be all about your e-commerce business. And by the way, click this link to download my free gift on building your email list for your e-commerce store or whatever it is I want to say there. So just make sure it's in your video description or it's a little URL on your videos. You can edit that in and have that wherever. So wherever you're creating great content, you know, just make sure you've got that link there. All right, number six, social media posts. Of course, you can post about it. So you could have Facebook posts, you can tweet about it, you can do an image and put it on Instagram, you could do a little TikTok video all about it, you can put it on LinkedIn. It doesn't matter where you put it. You could create a Pinterest graphic all about it. And in fact, going back to number four about your covers and pinned posts, you can even have it on Pinterest in your description. As you put your Pinterest description up there, you can say, hey, go and grab my free be here as well. So basically anywhere and everywhere across social media you can talk about it. And instead of just doing the same social media post day after day after day, come up with some different creative ways to describe it. So come up with four or five different images, four or five different headlines that describe your free gift, and then regularly post about those on your different social media accounts. All right, number seven, you can have this in your emails, and you can do this a couple of ways. So if you, as you start to build your email list, obviously you're going to have your nurture campaign. So what you want to do is at the bottom of your emails, have a link for your subscribers to share with their friends or anybody else they think this might be of interest to. And they can share that link, and then obviously other people can sign up for the email list. Or you can also have it in all of your kind of correspondent emails. So your emails that you just generally send out to people you're doing business with or people you're chatting with, people you're networking with, whatever. You can have it in your email signature. And so every single time you send out a business style email to anybody you're chatting to, that is in your email signature for somebody to sign up to if they want to. All right. Number eight, you can do co-promotions. So what that means is you go out and you start to network with different people in your niche, and you might go to another Facebook group owner, for instance, and say, hey, I just signed up for your fabulous list builder on X. And I got such great value out of it. And I've actually done one that's different but similar in the same niche, but it's on a different angle. And I thought my group could really benefit from yours and your group would really benefit from mine. So how about I post about your list builder in my group and you post about my list builder in your group? And you could do that in Facebook groups. You could do that for Facebook pages. You could do that for Instagram accounts. You could do that wherever, on any social media, even email lists. I mean, years ago, we had things called solo ads. I do believe they still exist. I built a huge email list through solo ads, not as prevalent anymore because they all became a bit spammy as it went on. But you could do that with people in your niche. So you could go out to people in your niche and say, hey, I'll email this out to my list. Will you email it out to your list? Now, you have to start working, you know, you have to start building those relationships and working with people who are in a similar position to you are, because somebody who's maybe got a list of 50,000 might be less inclined to send it out if you've only got a list of 2,000. So you need to make sure that you're kind of pitching people who are at a similar level to you are, and you can only do that through networking and relationship building. But it's a great way of building a little community and helping each other build your email subscriber database, okay? And number nine, kind of following along that relationship building thing, is if you get any guest spots. So if you're invited to be part of a summit, or somebody wants to interview you for their podcast, or maybe you are guest posting for somebody's blog, anywhere that you're doing any kind of guest spot, then you can obviously send people back to your list builder from that guest spot, thereby leveraging somebody else's traffic. Yeah, they're interviewing you, they're talking about you, they're sending out your information, and you're able to then leverage their audience by putting your free gift in front of their audience and starting to build your own email list off the back of that. All right. All right, number 10, you can go and answer lots and lots of questions on Quora.com and have your link there back to your list builder. And similarly, there are still forums. Are there forums in your niche? Much like Quora is a kind of a Q&A forum, if you like, for a, you know, a multitude of questions. Where else are there those Q&A type websites that you can go and add your link in your signature, or simply say to somebody, hey, actually, I can totally answer that question. I've got a whole ebook on that question. All you have to do is leave your name and email address and I'll send it directly to you for free. So where can you go and start chatting with people in forums, in Q&A sites, any places like that where you can go and answer people's questions, add lots of value, and by the way, here's my free gift. All right, thereby beginning to build your email list there. All right, number 11, you can go and run ads. You can actually go and create a post on Facebook and you can run ads to it. You could go and create a post on Instagram. You can run ads to it. So you can go, you could go and, I'm actually going to go through some creative ways of showcasing your free gift, but you can take any one of those creative ways I'm about to run through shortly and you can run ads to it. So if you've got a little bit of money and you'd like to start sending some fast traffic to your freebie, and maybe you've got a little sales funnel on the back end, which is something I do teach in a lot of my blog posts and content, is how to kind of create that instant sales funnel, if you like, that little product on the back end that helps you pay for any ads you do, then great. You can go and run some ads knowing that X percentage of people that sign up are going to buy your instant product on the back end, which will pay for the ads. So that's certainly a very good way of building your email list. But you do really have to have that little funnel in place, or it can get very expensive very quickly. Similarly, number 12, you can pay for advertising or sponsorship on other people's sites or on other people's podcasts. So you can approach people who've already got a big audience and you can say, hey, I would like to pay you to put an advert about my free gift on your website, or I would like to pay you to talk about my free gift before you start your podcast, or in the middle of your podcast, or at the end of your podcast, depending on your budget. I think right up front before they start talking is the most expensive part. And you can see why. So you can do advertising or sponsorship and pay other people to talk about or advertise your freebie. All right, number 13. This is a good one, actually. I did a podcast with a lovely lady called Sandra Spence, episode number 68, where we talked about building a book to build a business. If you love writing, if you've got lots of content lying around on your computer, you could put together a little kind of a book, little sales book, if you like. Not a sales book, but a book that's essentially not going to win you a Pulitzer Prize, but is there to essentially market your business, right? Go and listen to episode 68 and you'll understand more what I'm talking about. But basically, rather than writing a book because you're an amazing writer, it's writing a book so you can talk about your business, talk about your niche, and attract people back to your free gift. So you can sell that book on Kindle for 99 cents or $1.99 or whatever, and then people read that and they want to know more about you, more about your business, and they're going to come back and sign up for your free gift. So your book is almost like a business card, yeah? So a book or an ebook will help you do that, and then you can send people back to your free gift that way. Number 14, you can go and create slideshows of your free gift. Yeah, so you can go on to slideshare.com and you can go and build, or slideshare.net, I think it is, sorry, and you can basically create a fantastic little PowerPoint or keynote slideshow all about your freebie and get it on SlideShare, okay? You can also, I'm going to be talking shortly about video, but you can go onto Facebook and you can create a little carousel post of videos, of photos of your free gift. So you could, you know, take a photo of, let's say it's an ebook, the cover, some of the inside bits, whatever. Or if it's a video course, you can take clips of the video, or if it's worksheets or training guides or whatever, you can take some really cool photos and you can turn that into a carousel post, which you can then turn into a quick video. So we'll talk about videos shortly. But yeah, you can make these great little slide shares. You can do them as carousel posts on Instagram as well. So you could create these slide share posts, do them square and put them onto Instagram as a carousel post, and then people can go and get your free gift from the link in bio, because you'll talk about it and say, hey, go and get the link in bio. And you can do that on Facebook as well, and you can go to slideshare.net and put it on there as well. So you can do slide shares all over the place these days. All right, number 15, you can create your stories. So stories on Facebook, stories on Instagram, Instagram Reels, TikTok, which I liken to stories. They're not, I know it's a different platform, but it's kind of storified, right? It's that portrait story kind of thing. Pinterest stories have just come out now. And if you've got X amount of followers on YouTube, I think you can do YouTube stories as well. So you can put stories everywhere now. And what you could do is you can create a little video of you talking about your free gift, or you could create a really cool a little photo collage, for instance. So if you've created photos for your SlideShare, you could create a really cool little photo collage and put that on your stories. You could just literally put a story up and text and write about it and say, download here, this is the best thing since sliced bread, whatever. However creative you want to be, you can talk about it in your stories, and you can talk about it in your stories every dang day if you want to. You know, just go out there and tell people this is so valuable, and you can grab it now for completely for free. Which moves us on to what I've called mini meme videos. What I mean here is not necessarily videos with you on camera, although they are great, so you should do them in your stories and on your social posts and all the rest of it, you know, head and shoulder videos just talking about your free gift. But also you can do these little mini meme videos, can't you? So you can take like little graphics and cartoons and things like that and put really cool little wording and things like that up there, and you can create these awesome little mini meme videos. So go and have a look at sites like Biteable.com. Biteable.com will help you do these little kind of mini meme videos, and Capwing, K-A-P-W-I-N-G, Capwing also helps, and Promo.com. These are all kind of like little animated promo videos, and you can do those super cheaply and talk about your free gift, and then you can post those on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, on your stories, on LinkedIn, you know, on your blog, wherever you want to post them, you can post those little cool little videos talking about your free gift. All right, number 17. Now, I possibly should have done this before stories, before slideshares, and before videos, because this is probably where you want to start, and you can create all these things from this, but creative images. I mean, images are where it's at. I know that videos, stories, slideshares, all that kind of stuff are so important, but they all kind of start with awesome and creative images. images, memes, quote images. People love images. And the beautiful thing about images is you can make them so fast. You don't have to make them complicated. You can just literally pick up your phone, take a photo of something that you think is relevant. You can take a photo of your free gift on your computer screen. You could have maybe designed a book cover or a worksheet cover or something like that, and you can grab your screen. You can take a little screenshot of it as an image, or you can take a photo on your phone of it, and you can use that. And I still use, by the way, on my phone, I still use an app called Typorama. T-Y-P-O-R-A-M-A, Typorama. And believe me, I've tried lots of others. I'm being billed now for one called Word Swag, and another one called something else. But the one I use all the time, which I find so easy to use because I'm not hugely creative, I use Canva as well, but I even find Canva a bit challenging because you've got to try and put fonts together and all that kind of stuff. Typorama, it does it all for you. You just put your image in, it filters it, you choose your filter that you want, and then you throw in your text and boom, you've got this great text over image and you can move it around and it just works really, really well. So I still use Typorama after all of these years for creating really cool little creative images with text over them. But there are so many image apps now, it is crazy. So you can just go as mad as you want to go with creating really cool images to promote your free gift. So you can start with images and then you can turn those into slide shares and you can turn those into stories and you can turn those into videos if that's the way you want to go. All right, number 18, create audiograms. So we think podcasts are just for podcasts, right? I'm sitting here talking to you now, but you could actually go and record literally a 30-second audiogram and say, hey, I want to talk about my free gift. So I could say, one of my free gifts on my site is 30 days to build your life-changing business. So I could go and do an audiogram and say, look, I've got this free book. It's 444 pages long. I know that's really big, but you don't have to do it all in a day. You can just start to work your way through it and start to learn how to build your life-changing business. This is going to change your life because you're going to be able to work from anywhere once you get this done. And I could talk about it, or I could go onto another audiogram and say, hey, here are the three top business models for building a life-changing lifestyle business. A service-based business, freelancing, an e-commerce business, information marketing, whatever I want to say. And by the way, come and download my free ebook that's going to tell you step-by-step exactly how to go and build that life-changing business. Now, I can go and do that on something like SoundCloud, for instance, soundcloud.com, because then I can just take that little audio link and I can stick it straight on Facebook and boom, it's an audio. Or I can be super clever and I can go into something like headliner.app, headliner.app, headliner.app. Or wave.co, wavve.co. Now, what these two apps help you to do is add audio to an image. It's just so good. These apps are so good. So you go and you create your fantastic little image, and then you go into headliner.app, for instance, you upload your image, you record your audio, or you upload your audio that you've already recorded. Headliner.app transcribes it for you, you pick your little design, and then all of a sudden you've got your voice and your transcription going across your image, and then you say, hey, go and check the link below this to download your free gift. So it's an awesome little kind of audio stroke videogram, which I just think is really, really clever. And I think headliner.app does audio and video, and wave.co just does audio. Yeah, I think that's what it is. So I started with wave.co, but I think headliner.app might have become like the new, like, you know, the most up-to-date way of doing it. They're pretty big and pretty good. So go and check those apps out. They're going to help you do audiograms. All right, number 19, you can host lives. Now, oh gosh, I know it can get a little bit scary doing a live. I know it. I know it because, you know, I get it myself as well. But if you go and host a live, what you could do is you could take an element of your free gift, whatever your free gift is about, and you could go and do an educational live all about that free gift or an element of that free gift, and then get people through the live to go and download the link to get your free gift. Or maybe your free gift is some kind of worksheet or training guide that accompanies your live. So in other words, you go onto live and say, hey guys, I am going to do a full 30-minute training session today on how to apply the best eyeliner. Let's just say your business is a beauty business and you sell eyeliners and eyeshadows and all the rest of it. So you're going to say, I'm going to do a 30-minute tutorial today on how to apply eyeliner. And loads of people come and join your live and you say, hey, before we get started, just click the link below, leave your name and email address because I want you to download the visual guide I've put together that accompanies today's training. So if you can follow along using the visual guide, so I'm going to show you, but I've actually got this laid out in pictures and drawings so that you can actually see exactly how I'm doing everything I'm doing in today's live. And so now you're attracting people through your live and they're signing up to get the guide or the workbook or whatever that goes with the live. What a fantastic way of building your email list. I'm just about to talk about number 20, which is webinars. You can still run webinars, which I used to do all the time. In fact, webinars, without a doubt, were responsible for a massive part of my list. And I grew my email list at one point to over 55,000 people. And webinars were a huge part of that. But I think if I were going to go and do it now, what I might do exactly what I've just said. So rather than invite people to a webinar and say, hey, sign up to learn the 10 steps to applying the most perfect liquid eyeliner, and then get people to sign up to come, what I think I might do is get people to come for free to my live, because a live costs me nothing, and webinar platforms do still cost, but a live costs me absolutely nothing. So I say, hey, come to my live on the 10 tips to putting on liquid eyeliner, but download this free guide to go with it. Now, I might get slightly less take up on that, but I know that the people who do sign up are going to be uber engaged, because one of the challenges with webinars is people sign up because they think it sounds good, but then they don't turn up and they don't watch the replay, and then they just haven't consumed any of your content and they're not an engaged person on your list. And you never want to go by numbers, by the way. You want to go by engagement. You want engaged people on your list. This is not just a game of, yay, I've got 50,000 people on my email list, because if only 3% of those 50,000 open your emails, then that's a waste of money, because you're paying for every single subscriber on your email list. Remember that. When you sign up for any of these email platforms, they're charging you by the amount of subscribers that you've got. So you want to make sure that you've got uber engaged subscribers. Otherwise, you're paying for deadwood on your email list. So I think what I might do moving forward is do lives and then get people to sign up for training guides, workbooks, things like that while watching, because they're the really engaged ones that want to know more, versus just kind of link baiting people with cool headlines who then actually never take any action. That was a little bit of gold there. I'm going to create an audiogram out of that little section, because that was, if you don't remember anything else on this podcast, remember that. It's a really good strategy. So number 20, webinars. You can go out and still do webinars. Webinars are still very effective. They are a particularly effective sales tool. So you can use webinars to build your lists, obviously. But what I would do is I would possibly have at the end of every webinar some kind of something for sale. You know, any kind of product, a small product, a large product, whatever product you're set, whatever you're demonstrating, talking about, etc. Because you're going to put a lot of time and effort into your webinar, obviously. You're going to be setting up the webinar funnel. You're paying for the webinar platform. You're then going to be promoting the webinar, a bit like we're promoting our list builder here. You're going to have to go out and actually tell everybody about the webinar. I mean, a webinar really is a kind of a list builder in and of itself. And then people will come on the webinar, and then I would, if you're spending all that time and money on it, I would probably then have some kind of sales at the end. But you've got a Demio, Webinar Jam, GoToWebinar, LiveStorm, Live Webinar, Ever Webinar, Easy Webinar. I mean, you've got lots of webinar platforms that are still around and about and available. And even Zoom. I think Zoom does webinars, although I think Zoom is quite pricey. But these webinar platforms are not cheap anymore. They're not like they used to. I used to pay $99 a month for GoToWebinar, it was. But they're pretty pricey, a lot of these webinars are now, and it goes up the more speakers you have. So anyway, I'll put a link in the show notes to a good buddy of mine who wrote a blog post on the best webinar software of 2020. So you can have a look at that if webinars float your boat. And then finally, number 21 is a bit of a cheat, really. This is a tip from Brian Dean from Backlinko, and he calls his free gifts, his content upgrades. And this is actually where you take content you're already doing and then you create a list builder out of it. So you're creating very, very relevant list builders. This is less about advertising or promoting the list builder you've got, more about leveraging popular content to then attract people onto your email database, if that makes sense. So for instance, what the live strategy I just shared with you, that is would be called a content upgrade. So I'm pulling people onto my live by saying, hey, come and watch my 10 tips on how to do eyeliner, and then I'm upgrading them to my email list by saying, and by the way, here's a worksheet to go with that. Amy Porterfield is somebody who does this very well. She does it with her podcasts. So for instance, I might run this podcast and then on my show notes I might put, hey, sign up here for an in-depth guide to the 21 ways to do this. Now, that's actually a really good idea. I don't have that right now, as at the time of recording. But if you're listening to this in 6 months, then who knows? You might go to my show notes and see a little button there that says, hey, download my detailed guide to 21 ways with pictures and descriptions and examples and showing exactly where and how to do this stuff, because that's valuable, right? If you could actually, if I could actually show you step by step how you pin your email list builder to your Facebook post or your Twitter or whatever, how you add it to your YouTube video descriptions, how to make a little videogram or audiogram, how to go into Typorama and create awesome images. If I'm actually willing to take the time to put all that together into an ebook or a little video series, that's probably something that you're going to be willing to leave your name and email address in order to watch or consume. So that's called a content upgrade. You've listened to the podcast. I'm now upgrading you by offering you something more. And like I said, if you go and have a look at a lot of Amy Porterfield's podcast show notes, she's got a little content upgrade that's very relevant to her podcast episode. So this takes some work, you know, might be better done once you start to grow your business and get a little team. But, you know, if you've got the time and the willingness and you want to do it, it's a great, great strategy for being able to leverage an existing audience already consuming your content and upgrading them onto your email list. So bonus number 22, tell everyone. That's your bonus. Just think about where you are and what you're doing. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are creating content, wherever you are likely to get in front of your audience, then tell people about your freebie. Do never be afraid to approach group, to approach, let me get my teeth in, sorry, to approach group owners. For instance, I have a group, yeah? And if my guys came to me and said, hey, Joe, listen, I've got this really great ebook that I've just written, and I think it would be really valuable, but it does have an opt-in. Can I post it? Depending on what it is, depending on what you know the subject matter is, how many other people have asked me, etc., I might turn and say yes, and another group owner might say the same. Or you wait until the group owners, because a lot of them do, put out that thing saying, hey, advertise your freebie. Today is advertise your freebie day. So you get to put your freebie in there. There are still people doing these JV giveaways that used to be all the rage back in the day. There are still some people out there that do those JV giveaways, where you can basically add in your free gift to be part of a joint venture giveaway. And then all of a sudden, lots of people come and have a look at the, because they do lots of promotion to get lots of people to come and have a look at all the different free gifts. And then you get people to sign up for your free gift. So there's lots of different ways that you, and opportunities that once you start thinking about it, you're going to be able to advertise your freebie. All right, so there's 21 ways though that I've given you today. I will itemize these out in the show notes. So if you have not been able to frantically scribble down what I've been talking about, don't worry, because you can just go to the show notes and there you will see the 21 ways laid out for you in bullet points to jog your memory. I do hope that you have enjoyed today's episode. This does put an end on my little email marketing series. And if you do want to listen to any of the other ones, then simply just go back on my blog and you'll see they are episodes 72, 73, 74, and today is episode 75. So thank you very much for listening. Have an amazing week, whatever you're doing. Make sure you look out for next week's podcast, because I'm going to be talking about how important building a brand is for whatever business or niche you're in. And I'm actually very excited about it, because I think it's such a valuable podcast for any business, whatever you're building. So look out for that. Thanks very much for listening. Have an amazing week. I'll speak to you again very soon. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. To join in the conversation, please head over to yourlifestylebusiness.com, where you can find links to podcasts, show notes, and sign up to download my free ebook, How to Build a Business You Can Run from Anywhere in the World. Also, make sure you come and join our Facebook community. Just search for Your Lifestyle Business on Facebook, and you'll soon be sharing ideas with like-minded entrepreneurs all on the same journey. Lastly, if you have a moment, please subscribe and quickly rate this podcast on iTunes. It takes a tenth of a second to hit the little stars, and your rating will ensure it gets out to more people and impacts as many as possible with the message, make it happen. Thank you so much. See you next time.